Romans chapter number 3. And we'll start reading at verse number 21. Romans chapter 3 and verse number 21. Let's stand, please, while I read the Word of God. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by the faith of Jesus Christ unto all them that believe. For there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say at this time, His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. I want to read that verse again, verse number 26. To declare, I say at this time, His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, by the law of faith. Therefore we conclude man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also. Seeing it is one God which shall justify the circumcision by faith and uncircumcision through faith. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. We establish the law. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Then we'll try to bring you the message of God and laid upon our heart. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus, and thank you for the privilege that we have today to be in the house of God. Thank you, Lord, for Sunday school. Thank you, Lord, for the singing and everything that's gone on thus far. We praise your name and give you glory, but we ask now for a divine touch of God. I realize the fact that we stand here today, and Lord, we need your touch. We need your anointing power. I pray in Jesus' name and for His glory that you'd help us, Father, get self out of the way. And I pray the Holy Spirit take control and use us. And then I pray, God, take the message and the Word of God into every mind and heart of this waiting congregation. You know who's here and you know exactly what our needs are. And so I pray in Jesus' name that you'd have your way, convict where it's needed, encourage where it's needed. I challenge where it's needed. Our Father, help us all, I pray today. And we'll praise you and thank you and all that you do. And again, we plead the blood of Jesus and plead that victory in Jesus, in His name. And for His glory, we pray, amen and amen. You may be seated. Alan Day just preached on the subject of justification. Justification. And as we deal with that, and of course, there's a lot of questions sometimes raised concerning that. I want us to look in the Word of God, see what God says, and find out what justification is and how you get it and what happens. And I pray God will take that and speak to our hearts and do something for us today that will challenge us and stir us. And there's other folk out there that need to be justified that we need to reach with the message of justification. We need to reach them with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, that they too may know that great joy that we know and that they may hear. Now, in way of introduction, let me just say a few things here this morning. I pray you'll help us. Talking about the principle of the law, back in Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 1, you don't need to turn there, but this is man dealing with man. Now, listen to what he says. If there be a controversy between men, they come under judgment that the judges may judge them. Then they shall justify the righteous and condemn the wicked. Justify the righteous, condemn the wicked. Now we got a problem when that comes to God because of the fact that all of us are wicked. I don't see any of us today that would not say amen to that. I think I'm talking to the right crowd about that. That we realize the fact that we are sin. Romans 3:10 says, as written, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. There's none righteous, no, not one. In verse 23, all have sinned and come short of the glory. And the Bible makes it very plain in Romans chapter 3 that all, everybody has sinned and come short of the glory of God. Fact is, look in Romans chapter 5, verse 12. It says, wherefore as by one man sin entered the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all, A-L-L, all have sinned. As man judges man, he'll look at it and try to find out who's right and who's wrong. And then the Bible said, and Moses talking to the rulers there in Israel, he's saying that the judges judge and they'll justify the one that's right and condemn the one that's guilty. But we all are the guilty crowd, and God is a just one. Now, if I'm judging my children, I'll be partial with that. If I'm judging your children, I'll do a better job at it. Amen? That's true. It's easier for us to see the problems with somebody else's children than it is to see the problems with our children or grandchildren. Thought I'd better plug that in just in case. Some of them sitting around here, amen. But it's easier for us to look at somebody else and see their fault than it is to see our fault. And so we have a problem with that. That's why so many people have a problem about this thing about being saved. And really, I'm talking about really being saved. I'm not talking about just joining the church. I'm talking about knowing Jesus Christ personally as Lord and Savior. The reason why so many folk have so much problem with it, it's hard to be honest about it. That we're not any good. We're simply not any good. And Job, in the book of Job, Bildad was talking, but in chapter 25, he made a cry in verse 4 and said, how then can man be justified with God? Or how can he be clean that's born of a woman? And he said, talking about the moon, and said, it shineth not, and yea, even the stars are not pure in his sight. And so what he was saying was, how in the world can man be justified before a holy God? He is holy, by the way. He's thrice holy. And the serpents cried in Isaiah 6, holy, holy, holy. And in the heaven they're crying, holy, holy, holy. And he is holy. And no question about that. He's beyond everything that we are, ever shall be in this body. He's holy. Of course, we'll never be as he is. But I believe we'll be out of this old sinful body one day and have a new body and be out of this thing of sin. But until then, we have to deal with that. And but God so loved us. He loves us, but yet he cannot deny himself. He cannot go against it. God's always righteous in his judgment. He told Adam, in the day that you eat thereof, you shall surely die. He said that would be the thing would happen, and it happened. He died immediately spiritually. He began to die immediately physically and would have been eternally separated from eternal God, except God made a blood sacrifice and made a way for him to come and to be get some help. And I'm glad God made a way for us to get some help. Now let's talk about the meaning of justification for a few moments and just look at the meaning of it itself. Justification is a change in man, or man's relation or his standing before God. Now get that. It has to do with our standing before God. Regeneration has to do with the change in our nature. Something happens on the inside, changes us. And our desires are changed. And the man that drinks liquor and the man that hates church and the man that is against God and hates the word of God, if he ever gets regenerated, he got a nature inside of him that'll want to go to church, has the desire for God, for the word of God, the things of God. Amen. If a man ever gets regenerated, he'll get that. And if he doesn't have that, then there's something bad wrong somewhere. But justification has nothing to do with your life about outward action. It's your standing before God. How God sees you. It's not how man sees you. It's how God sees you. And justification has to do with that. I pray that you get a hold of that, because if you don't, you'll miss a whole thing. And we need to have it. There's two elements in justification, at least two. And the first one has to do with forgiveness of sin. forgiveness of sin, the judgment being passed, guilt being gone, and judgment having been done away with, the punishment done away with. That's part of it. And then the second part of it has to do with imputation. God imputing unto us his righteousness and taking away our unrighteousness. He imputes that to Christ. Christ at Calvary, God imputed my sin unto him. In fact, his 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Now he said he imputed into him our sin. He was made my sin. He took my place. He was made, I can't get over that. He was made my sin. Made my sin. He didn't just tell you. He was made my sin. And then he died on the cross of Calvary, shed his blood to pay that price. Now the penalty of sin's death. Had to do that, so he did that. I praise him and thank him for it. I'm glad tonight, today, whatever time it is, and I always like to preach at night, but anyhow, it's morning time. And I want you to know I'm justified in the sight of a holy God. God sees me in Christ Jesus and does not see my sin. Amen. He does not, in my standing before God, he sees me in Christ, and therefore, everything is all right. I say hallelujah, praise God. Now, practicality down here on this earth, that's a different story. That has to do with our actions. And Brother Blake touched on that this morning but in Sunday school. But our actions, men see, and we are responsible for God. Let him work in us and through us, that our light might shine in a dark world. But our salvation is not dependent upon works. It's by the grace of God through faith in Christ Jesus. By grace are you saved through faith. Amen. Grace is unmerited favor. Grace is that you get that you don't deserve. And you don't deserve to go to heaven. I don't deserve to go to heaven. In this flesh, I don't deserve anything except hell. But I'm glad for the grace of God that brought me salvation. And God justified me in Jesus Christ. And tonight, thank God, I stand justified. And he doesn't even remember my sin. Amen. That one song says, "What sins are you talking about?" When the devil brings him up back yonder, ask him what sins he's talking about. God said he forget him. God can forget what he wants to forget. He knows everything, but if he wants to forget something, all he has to do is wipe it out. He's forgot it. Amen. And in sign language, Sister Cynthia knows this, wiping it. That's forgot. I forgot. I learned that in sign language. That's the best thing I can learn in. I forgot. Amen. Because I forgot. But Jesus, he forgot my sin and put it all behind him, burden sea of forgiveness, and I'm justified in the sight of a holy God. And hallelujah. As the Deuteronomy chapter 25 verse 1 said, he said, justify the right one and the just one and make the guilty one, let him know. But and standing before God, I am the guilty one. But thank God it is now that I have been taken to court and they couldn't find a charge against me. Amen. That's exactly what's happened. Today the devil tries to take me to court, but they can't find a charge. Every time he tries to make a charge against me, God says it ain't so. May not be good English, but anyway, maybe he says it's not so. But however he says it, he says it's not right, not so. And he said, well, he did this or that. He don't deserve anything. He don't deserve that. And God says that's not so. I see him in my son. I see his righteousness. I don't see Ray Stewart's unrighteousness. I see God's righteousness. I say hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm about to lose my dignity on that one. Amen. I'm just glad. Hallelujah. I'm justified in Christ Jesus. And God took it all away. When that prodigal came home and the father robed him up, he just covering up all that junk underneath. Amen. And that's exactly God took me from here, as it were, in sin, and put me over here in the presence of God in Jesus Christ. I am now seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, my Lord and my Savior. And God sees me in Christ. You see me in the flesh, but God sees me in Christ. But now let me look secondly at how it materializes here. And let's look at the person. A person now, it's in a Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. And that's a Trinity in there. They just one God, but he's manifested as Father, as Son, and as Spirit. And all three are involved in this thing now as we talk about being justified. God the Father in Romans 8:33 says, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that justifieth. How do you like that? Amen. The Father said he justified it. So who's going to lay anything to my charge? How's anything going to be brought up against me? God's already justified me. He's already said that. In Romans 3:26, I just read in your text, to declare, I say unto you at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. That's Jesus' part. He's just and the justifier. He's the just one that went to Calvary, made our sin, paid our price, and then rose from the dead. And thank God for it. But the Spirit, 1 Corinthians 6:11. Let me read that to you. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse number 11. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. I say hallelujah. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit, all three have justified me. Amen. So in God I stand justified. I'm perfected in Hebrews 10:14. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Preacher, you sure don't look perfect. The reason why I don't look perfect, you're looking from the wrong angle. You got the wrong viewpoint. You're looking from man's viewpoint, and man sees the problems, the sin, the shortcomings, the failures. But God's looking at me from heaven's view. He's looking at me down through the blood sacrifice on the altar where he made propitiation for me. And in Christ Jesus, and he's justified. He's justified. He's perfected in Christ Jesus. That means matured. Amen. I'm glad, praise God, I am in Christ Jesus, my Lord and my Savior. Now, the principle of this is grace. For by grace are you saved. We talked about that in Romans 3:24. I read to it, being justified freely by his grace. The redemption that is in Christ Jesus, redemption by him back. It's all in Christ Jesus. He bought us back. But that is it's the grace of God. We've talked about grace, and I want to say again about the grace. Have you ever thought about Barabbas? I don't know. The Bible does not tell me for sure that I'll see him in heaven. But I've got this sneaking hunch somewhere down deep inside that Barabbas, somewhere, when they turned him loose and he got out there and got to thinking about it, that man on that cross is taking my place. I need to be there. I deserve to be there. But that man, I preach a message on that man, there's no man like that man. And that man is taking my place. I believe somewhere over yonder old Barabbas got the thing about him, looked at him, and something happened down deep inside his heart. He said, that man. And now I'm not preaching the Bible right there. I'm preaching the theology done to you, but I kind of sneaking that in on you, but I may be wrong, but I may be right. And when we get to heaven, we'll find out. But I don't think you'll remember me preaching this anyhow when we get to heaven. You probably won't remember me preaching this by tonight. May the Lord help us all, amen. But I'm thinking about this thing. Barabbas, but that, in his place, Barabbas deserved it. And we can see that readily in our minds. We can readily see how Barabbas can look and see and say, that man dying for me. That's exactly what he did for us also. We were as guilty as Barabbas was. He was a murderer and a thief. And we were just as guilty as he was. A lawbreaker is a lawbreaker. Amen. And we've all broken the law. And I deserve to go to hell. We all ought to be in hell. But that man took our place. And so as Barabbas looked and saw that man, may we today look and see that man is by the grace of God at principle. Amen. The practical part of it is faith. faith. Romans 5:1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. As the practical part, those 10 lepers, when they heard what Jesus said, they started on their way, they got healed. How'd they do that? Because they believed what God said. They not only believed on it, but real faith will produce some action. I'll say more about that a little bit later, but right now I'm telling you it's faith. By grace are you saved through faith. I want to say hallelujah and praise God. Do you remember that night of the Passover and the blood was put on the doorpost and the lintel? And by the way, that's the power of this thing I'm talking about, is the blood. And without the shedding blood, there is no remission of sin. Amen. Heard someone preaching this week on the radio, and I just happened to pick up just a part of a message, but he's talking about the blood. And I've been Brother Billy Mitchell, I'm not sure, but who I was listening to, he's talking about that blood. And he said, people talk about the death of Christ, and he had to die, death's part of it. But there's power in the blood. And the blood had to be shed. It wasn't spilled, it was shed. And taken up yonder in heaven on the mercy seat of God. I don't believe God lost a drop of it, amen. That blood's precious and powerful. Amen. God let Jesus shed all of his blood for our sin and then took it yonder. You remember Jesus said, touch me not and handle me not. I'm not yet ascended to my Father, my God, and your God. And later he said, touch me and handle me to Thomas. Something happened in between there. That's something I believe I know what it is. Somewhere in between there, Jesus, he took his blood, went yonder as a high priest into heaven and went behind the veil in heaven itself at the mercy seat. And put his blood there, and God the Father said, I'm satisfied with it, amen. And I see the blood, and the blood is the power of justification. At night of the Passover, everybody in the house, and I picture my mind's eye always point over here. I don't know why. Could be over here. I may get on this side today. And here's a house, and here's a doorpost, and here's a lintel. And the blood's put on the lintel of the doorpost. That lamb's been shed. That lamb's been killed and the blood been shed. Took the hyssop and sprinkled that blood on there. They're all the family inside eating on roasted lamb. And that night God said, I'll pass over. And when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. He didn't say when I see how good you are. He didn't say when I see what you're doing inside the house. When I see you reading your Old Testament scriptures, when I see you reading Moses, when I see you, didn't have all that, but anyway, well, amen, that's where they got in the wilderness, amen, didn't even have the law. But anyhow, good preaching anyway. He didn't say when I see you on your knees praying, didn't say when I see you thinking about me, he didn't say any of that. He said when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. I want you to know today, thank God the blood's been applied to my life. And now God sees the blood. I'm justified in Christ Jesus. And thank God the devil can't do a thing in the world about it. Because he can't handle the blood. The promise of it. I want you to look in Romans chapter 4 and verse 25. Romans 4, 25. Who was delivered for our defenses and raised again for our justification. His resurrection promises me beyond a shadow of a doubt that that I'm justified. Had he not raised from the dead, I wouldn't have that hope. But I know that he was who he said he was, declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. And here he said in this verse, he died for our offenses, but he rose again for our justification. He rose, thank God, up from the grave. I wish I could sing sometimes. Brother Tim, Brother Ben Mayo, and these fellas around here, they can preach and sing and do all that. May the Lord bless you. Aren't you glad you can do that? Us brother old preachers, we just stumble around and try to preach. Amen. But let me tell you, I'm glad he rose from the dead. Up from the grave he did raise. Amen. Now let me close in saying this. I want you to look in James chapter 2. James chapter 2. Verse 21. Here's a manifestation of that justification. I told you a while ago I was going to say a little bit more about our lives down here. Paul's dealing with justification in the sight of God. James here is dealing with our life here on this earth. Notice verse 21, James 2. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with him works, and by works was faith made perfect? And scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called a friend of God. You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not of faith alone, only. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. Now there's no conflict in Scripture. Scripture doesn't conflict. There's not saying one thing one place, saying something else some other place. What he's saying is we're justified by the grace of God through faith in Christ Jesus. But that justification always shows up in some works. Rahab, she was justified, said by works what he said. But why did she do what she did? Brother Blake, she never would have done what she did had she not believed what the men that had told her had said. They said, God's going to come in and restore this place, and you tie that scarlet thread in the window, which is a picture of the blood of Jesus. And she believed what they had said and acted upon him. Amen. Abraham took Isaac up on the mount, and believing that God would raise him from the dead, he said, I and his son go yonder and worship, and said, we shall return. He believed that. But as he did that and went up there, his works were showing what he believed in his heart. And I believe all my heart today, if you really believe God, it'll show up in your life that you believe God in your works. Amen. Man, say, I believe God and don't have anything to show for that. I don't believe it. I believe God that will be something show up in your life. Be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves, God said. James 1:22. I'm saying to you today, justification. I'm justified in Christ Jesus. Thank God for that justification. Are you justified today? Do you know that beyond a shadow of a doubt? Could you today say, praise God, I know that in the sight of God, I'm justified, I'm saved, I'm ready to go. Or would you have to bow your head and say, I don't know for sure. I'm not real certain about that. Let's bow our heads, close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Nobody's looking but myself and God. I want you to think about it. Before God, in the sight of God, are you justified? You say, preacher, I'm not real sure about that. And I'm certainly not here to try to force anybody to do anything because I can't. But God, the Holy Spirit, speaking to your heart, dealing with your life, that you need to be justified. God's saying something to you. And I believe all my heart that God laid this on my heart. And I believe in my heart that those here today that need to hear it, have heard it, need to act upon it. You say, preacher, I believe Jesus died for sinners. I believe he died for me. I believe he rose from the dead. Then act upon that and make your step of faith and believe God. Maybe you're here today and you're saved, know you're saved, know you're justified, but your life has not been showing it. You're concerned about that, which you should be. You'd like to come and say, I want that joy restored to salvation God gave me one day. You know if you're saved or lost. You know where you are. May God help you do what you need to do. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus. And thank you, Heavenly Father, for thy word and thy truth and that truth of being justified in Christ. Through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. by grace through faith. Lord, the resurrection proves it so. Thank you and praise your name. Lord, for what you did for us, are doing for us, and will do. You said in that word, you've begun a good work, you will perform it. So, Father, thank you for salvation, the regeneration, justification. Thank you one day you're going to glorify us in the likeness of yourself. But Father, right now in this invitation, I pray the Holy Spirit work in hearts. Lord, do that I can't do. I'm helpless. I can't reach you down in the heart, and I can't make it real to their minds and hearts, but Lord, you can. And I pray in Jesus' name, speak to their hearts. Father, in this invitation, may the Holy Spirit work. Do that that needs to be done. We'll thank you and praise you. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Won't you stand, please, looking this way. Just heads bowed, eyes closed. Stand to your feet.